I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we were like, okay, you know what'd be great? Not just one time will you hear from us. Not just two times will you hear from us this week, but three times.
You're getting us.
What's that song?
Once, twice, three times a judgy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. I think it was a hit.
Yeah.
But I mean, how could we not do a separate episode about our favorite lovable idiots all coming together in Stowe, Vermont?
I refell in love with Luke.
Ugh, I mean, here's the thing. I had like a couple of text chains going while I was watching this, and I was saying something and I respond to the wrong text chain, just saying, I love these idiots. And it was meant for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my friend's like, us? And I was like, oh, no, not you. Sorry. I'm like, sorry, wrong chat. She's like, well, now I need to know. And I'm like, no, I can't. I mean, it's just the people on Winter House. It's the premiere. Like, there's no, I love these idiots so much.
Me too. That's my same sentiment. And I was trying to decide if this was like my ideal cast, you know, because we're getting so many different people, new people. Let's talk about the new people first. Well, okay. Let's talk about
the cast. Let's just go through the cast. Okay.
Also, so I want some taglines.
I agree. Just give us something.
Yeah.
Give us something.
Like, so also, it's so funny. It's like only 17 days. Like, let's just make this like a really ridiculous TV show in general.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. Okay. So we've got the power couples, right? We've got Craig and Paige, and we've got Kyle and Amanda. And then
happy for Kyle and Amanda.
I am so, like, I literally text you, go, I am so glad they are getting along this season. Like, nothing makes me happier. Well, there are things that make me happier, but in this realm, nothing makes me happier than them getting along and the storyline not being about how bad their relationship is.
Flashbacks of like Kyle from last year. He's like, being engaged was horrible. That was the worst year of my life. Like, he's sobbing, crying multiple times. And,
well, and you recall last Winter kidding. House too, they got that downstairs half bedroom.
Yes. And so, he like couldn't sleep the whole time.
Yeah. So we've got those two main couples, right? Then we've got Austin, who's not here yet, but he will be part of the cast.
And let's remind you, this starts February 25th.
So we are 8 months later. We're seeing this.
Right. But also, okay, we know Southern Charmed filmed around December was the ending. So he's been with Olivia Flowers at this point for filming at least 3 months, I would say.
And this is while Summer House is airing too, which was not like he was the center. Exactly. But so speaking of, we have.
But I think that's really interesting though, that timeline, because it's talked about, you know, we're like Cece.
I love that that's her nickname with Craig and Paige, Cece.
Cece, yes. You know, is kind of unclear if he's dating. Like,
we seen on Southern Charm where she, you know, Olivia brought a date and Austin didn't like that and Cece happened to be in town. And so then they hooked up.
So yeah, but still the time has gone by. It's February 25th.
Oh, gosh.
So they've been together all of December, all of January, and we're going to round up. February 28th is the last day of the month. So that's all 3 months.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a leap year?
Don't think so.
Just kidding. Okay, so we have Sarah, and then we have Luke, who, again, just him back on my screen. It's you just guys? Like,
and people are wanting him and Ashley Darby to hook up at BravoCon.
I saw that. Ashley talked about that on Watch What Happens Live this week. And so I'm okay with that.
Me too.
It's hot people. So then we have Jason, who's returning, and he brings along Jessica, AKA Lindsay Jr.
Like, legitimately twin sisters.
Yes, like looks so much like. Then we also have Rachel, the florist,
mm-hmm.
and we have Corey, who's Craig's little bro from the frat.
Okay, I like that they threw in Corey because mm-hmm. Austin's gonna know him, Paige knows him, and Craig knows him. So I love that. I think it's fun. I think it's genuine more friendship.
We need more single men that come onto these shows, like right. you know.
But once again, the florist. Is just kind of thrown in. You can tell they don't know her at all.
Mm-hmm. And same. And Jessica is there because Jason slid into her DMs.
Right. And also unclear too. She's like, he's like, I don't know. I don't want people at the house to think we're together. But then he's going to be butthurt because him and Luke are going to hook up.
Whenever you bring someone with you, people always have questions. And that's fun. And I'm like, no, wait. What? I was like, no. And then I'm like, no, you can't bring Lindsay's twin and then like also be interested. And what did I tell you too? I'm like, Luke and Jason are the same. They are very good looking men who really have no game, but they're still intriguing. And like,
I want to know more about Jason.
I agree. I hope we find out more about him.
And I felt like he was just kind of like, he was there to make their chicken and broccoli so they could keep their hot bodies.
At 10:48 p.m.
You know,
and they didn't eat until almost 1 a.m. 12:48.
He was like, oh, can you guys like help me with the kitchen now? Because I cooked the entire meal for you so you could stay skinny with your chicken and broccoli, which also good for you guys for eating at 12 o'clock at night and just chicken and broccoli and not mac and cheese and not frozen pizza and not Cheetos.
Rachel was making mac and cheese the next day while the boys were sledding outside. I don't know if you did notice
that. She's like, I'm starving.
Yeah. She's like, how do you guys do this? Like, Rachel, you picked a tough season to come on to because it's 17 days of crazy partying, okay? If you wanted to have a few days off, you got to go to Summer House, okay? That's weekends only. Right now, you're sending it.
They're probably like living on morning recovery.
Literally,
they're taking it noon. They're taking it 3 p.m. 10 o'clock just to keep off that
water hangover. and a morning recovery. Water, morning recovery. You know, like that's just what they're doing.
Keeps them going.
I mean, while we're here, Mary, did you just want to segue into it?
I used it this weekend myself, and I got a lot of shit done the next day when I shouldn't have, okay? You go to morelabs.com/TJG. It's almost like dangerous, you know, because it's almost like you need a hangover so
you feel better,
so that you don't drink again. But okay. This stuff just makes you feel great.
This lets you keep going.
So
it's absolving your sins, if you will.
Go to morelabs.com/TJG, get 20% off. Check out the Liquid Focus. You get all your errands done during the day with Liquid Focus. And then go to bed with the dream well. It's a power trio, guys.
I mean, that's a morning, noon, and night right there. It truly is. Okay, so I will say I like this cast. I love kind of like the references they throw, because I do miss our Italian Stallion, but I did like the reference when Jason said, I learned from a friend that bringing coffee in bed is one of the best things you can do, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got that.
And then I started thinking, Italian.
Did Andrea only come onto the scene on Winter House, or was he on Summer House before that? It was Winter House, and then one season of Summer House,
and
right?
Him and Paige.
So it's only been two seasons that he's graced our screen, and yet he's changed our lives forever.
And that's all we're going to get. He just came out with a new clothing line, too.
Son of a Wind.
Yes.
He will be making appearances, I believe, on Summer House this next upcoming season.
I actually think they are doing something super smart by bringing in these Vanderpump Rules people. We know we're going to get Tom and the Schwartz.
But Tom Schwartz needs to not hang out with these people because, okay, as you know, I'm going through my rewatches where I put it on in the background, whatever. Yes. And the last time that Tom Schwartz went out to Summer House, he had an anal fissure and had to go to the hospital.
When Stassi was wearing the Steve Jobs bathing suit and Kyle was trying to hook up with her?
No, that's like literally episode one, season one. No, this is like they come back. That Bo is in the picture at this point.
Okay. Like
Bo and Stassi and Katie
I mean, Stassi's gotten, we just think, you guys, back in the day, I feel like Summer House seems new and fresh to me. It doesn't seem like a really old show.
Okay.
But if we think about it, We saw literally Stassi in a hot tub wearing a Steve Jobs bathing suit and Kyle trying to hit on her. And now they're both married. One of them has a baby.
One of them's fostering doggies. And we've come a long way. A long way.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I don't know. I just feel like I've gone on a journey with them.
You have. We all have, to be honest.
Yeah.
And a lot of sometimes the journeys were ones we didn't want to go on.
Right. But we still found ourselves
like no other Bravo. It was uphill both ways in the snow, barefoot. But we did it. Okay. Some of these have been our Everest. Okay. So I want to get your opinions on the cast here. So let's start with like the newbies, like you said. Okay. So we've got Corey. Thoughts on Corey?
Okay. I saw the preview when he first came onto the scene, I was like, no, he is going to be such a douchey fuckboy. He kind of stole a little piece of my heart. I feel like he's a young entrepreneur. He's also an artist. He also needs a haircut. I cannot stand his hair.
Oh, I like his hair.
A little mullety.
But I think the pearl necklace.
I think he's cute and he's fun.
He's giving us like Harry Styles at the gym.
Oh, with the pearls. Is that why?
I like him. And I like what you said, too, the fact that he does have some relationships with people here. So I always find, too, that the guys seem to just jump right in a lot easier.
I agree
because
with that.
Because guys are just like, what up, bro? Like, let's take a fire poker and like put a hole in our Bud Light and then like shotgun them. And then they're like best friends, you know? And yeah. Corey has a lot of I feel good energy from him.
Positivity, except if he's gonna try to hook up with these girls. Mm. Who's there to hook up with?
We have Rachel. I like Rachel. Rachel seems really cool. And I feel like she's a girl's girl. And I like she's kind of a fashionista, too. Her and Paige in the same jacket. They both had like the shiny snow bunny outfits when they went snowmobiling.
Do you think that was planned? They knew they were going to have the same jacket?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Because it makes it seem like also, she doesn't know her. Paige didn't know her. She just knew that she was cool at the wedding.
I know. And that's just like, I'm like, so why didn't we have like just Mia come instead?
Who's Mia?
Mia Allen or
Maya. Oh, sorry. It was like Mia Thornton.
Maya.
Great question. I think it's because they want single people. Maya's got Oliver.
No, but they weren't. Remember, they were not exclusive.
Well, okay. I just, you know what? I think Rachel is, I'm very interested in her. I can't read what the chin tattoo is.
Wait, she has a chin tattoo?
Yeah, it's like right here on her jawline.
Oh, interesting. Maybe you could get on her Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, could I do some discovery and research easily? Yes, but if I can just put questions out into the ether, sometimes people just answer it for me without me having to do
also, the research. God bless Rachel waking up at 6:30 in the morning and cleaning the entire house for everyone.
I wanted that robe she was wearing, by the way. It was like a silk robe. I love that style. Amanda had that for like the girls at her wedding too. It was like the silk with the feathers. So we have Rachel. I liked her. I feel like she got along with people. I'm interested to learn more about her, even when she was telling us about her middle name and that whole thing. Like I was like, oh,
she's adopted.
Yep. There's layers here. I'm ready to meet Rachel.
She has a story.
Then we have Jessica. So Jessica is a metaverse entrepreneur.
What does that mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's into crypto. She's like, I have a crypto company. And Luke's like, I love crypto. She's like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I was like, so neither of you know what crypto is. Okay.
But it also seemed like Jason's made it seem like she was very successful. And she lives in the Los Angeles area.
She's from Oregon. Yeah, and she literally looks like it's crazy how much she looks like Lindsay. I think Go ahead.
I just feel like she's going to be like that filler girl that had the boyfriend last year. Yeah.
And I like Julia, and I'm surprised we didn't bring her back. I like Julia because I also thought Julia was roomed with Lindsay last year, and so almost gave – I know Lindsay's not on this season, but it's like, you know, when it's kind of like – it was like the olds versus the new.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Julia. I think Jessica is going to kind of give us – Jessica and Corey are going to give us that kind of like single drama that I think that we've been – that will be interesting and fun. And it's 17 days again. So will Rachel, because we see Rachel and Corey make out in the previews for the season.
So the Toms probably come for like 3 nights. Yeah. Same with like Carl and Lindsay. Like, but I'm very concerned about what is said about Carl and Lindsay and Austin. And waking up with her hand on his penis.
Do we? So I feel, you know, last year we had.
Remember
that girl Gabby from last season?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a whole storyline about Kyle and Amanda and Kyle flirting with Gabby, and that's then right. Never saw it.
Oh, so we're getting.
So I'm curious what we're going to see here, or if it doesn't even have anything to do with Lindsay, and they're just making that as a preview. They're just giving us like little like Frankenstein bites and
okay. I hope that's the case because I don't need trouble for these two.
I don't need trouble. Again, in my previous watching, you guys, it's so funny. Remember the finger bang season?
Yes.
And there's literally a line where she says, like, maybe we'll get married. And Carl's like, wasted. He's like, no. And I was like, haha, you don't even know, guys. You don't even know.
They have this new Marshalls commercial that's really dorky, but it's sweet.
But like endearing because we love them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's bad.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing that they took this season off, because I also feel like knowing what we know that Luke is not on the next season of Summer House, like we're going to cherish these episodes with him. Although what happens because he's maybe going to leave? Like,
do you think Lindsay drinks at the Winter House?
No, I don't think she does. Her, they were very still. This, remember, again, it's in February.
Right.
So I did see that they did a lover boy event this past week and she had a lover boy in her hand. So I'm not sure if she was drinking then or not, but I know she'd said like, I'm not, you know, I'm doing this as like for Carl, but that doesn't mean that my, like, I'm going to have my own journey with alcohol. And I just don't, at the moment, don't feel like I need to drink, but doesn't mean I won't ever drink again. So that's where they're at there. Okay. So let's take a quick break and we will be right back and we will start talking about the episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This
is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, so we start the episode and we find out that our Craigie doesn't know how to use the defrost button.
It's so interesting because it's like, okay, obviously, right? It's Craig and Paige. They've been together for 5 months at this point. They're going to spend, this is the first time they've spent this much time together and they're basically living together. And I think it's like kind of funny because it's like, okay, things are going so well with Kyle and Amanda. Like clearly the focus is going to be on Craig and Paige, right? Like, and this is also, you know, when you have the Southern Charm reunion and they're saying, you know, Paige says, or I'm sorry, that Craig says he's like the number one guy in the group, basically of all Bravo Lubs, is like, he feels that. I 100%, like even more after watching this premiere, believe that that was said.
I 100% believe that was said. And even just like his new money, he is obsessed. He thinks he is so rich now. I was trying to look how much money Snowy Down South made. I cannot figure it out, but he did because he got into Home Goods. He had like $1 million sale. So he's literally just taking around thousands of dollars of cash and paying off his friends to get the rooms he wants.
The best part is like nobody was even thinking the money factor, but right. So they take, so last season, Sarah and Paige had the primary room. Right. And then this season now it's going to be Paige and Craig. Well, they've changed the closet. The closet is smaller
what
this
is
time.
In the closet. What do you have in there?
I have some questions. Yeah. I mean, it's the same house. So like maybe someone is just like, no, we need to have like space of like where we can keep things in here or something. I'm curious because I'm like, remember in the summer house season two, when they would also like make out in the pantry because there were no cameras there. And then the next season they put cameras in there.
Right.
Like they're just like you could hide in that closet before. Nope. They're like, no, you will not. You will.
Yeah. But it seems like the like homeowner changed it.
No, I know. Yeah. But like, it just kind of funny to me. But so yeah, they're,
and then Craig is claiming this bedroom. He's gonna make it messy all over. Him and Paige together are so messy together. They eat like every meal in bed on paper
plates. This entire house, that like I could not do this. And I don't know if we were talking about it on a previous podcast or if I was having this conversation with you in general, what is time anymore and what have I said out loud and thought in my own head. But I'm like, I could never do these type of shows because I cannot have people laying on where I sleep, like putting their head on my pillow. Like or like laying in my sheets. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's too much.
That doesn't bother me so much, but I get like really OCD with clutter.
Yeah.
Like my friends make fun of me when they go to restaurants with me because I try to like declutter the table and consolidate dishes. Mm.
Now, if I were in your room right now and I went to your window bench, would there be piles of clothes over there?
Well, I just got some new things, so I haven't put them away yet.
You did say you got some new jeans.
I tried on many jeans at Madewell, and I bought two pairs of the non-skinny jeans. I think, congrats. I got like a crop flare.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm still kind of unsure. I asked Michael if I looked like a 90s mom. I was wearing these black crop jeans and a navy sweater.
And a little ankle boot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're mules.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, you guys, the back of her foot was exposed. Important to note.
And Michael said, I don't think they wore navy in the 90s. And then my friend said,
It's a new millennial color.
Ralph Lauren, hello, was a staple of the 90s. They wore navy in the 90s. And then Michael said, why do you want to look like a 90s mom?
Oh, was that the look you were going for?
No, that was.
Oh, I thought you were saying you didn't want to look that way.
I just felt like I looked like a 90s mom. And he was like, why are you even trying to go for that look? And I was like, that's not the look I'm going for, but is it the look that I'm showing?
Like, am I portraying what I don't think I am, but I potentially am?
Yes.
Okay, I think you're going to break into it. I think you're going to find it. I think it's going to work out for you. And I'm trying. If it doesn't, you wear whatever you want to wear.
Exactly. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're like that flattering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Okay. So Craig is literally like, so he pays Amanda $500. He pays Kyle $500. Luke switches his room so Kyle and Amanda can have that room because there's extra closet space in there, and takes $200.
but Luke's cool about it. He's like, I'll treat you at the bar.
Yeah. He's like, well, and like, okay, Craig hates Luke. And it's interesting because in the summer house
we get the backstory.
Oh, so he's like, so like Luke walks into the house, Paige and Craig get there first. I need to see what the setup of this house is because I'm getting confused by it because Paige and Craig were downstairs, but I'm pretty sure that the primary bedroom was upstairs. So like, where was it? Okay. So but then like Craig comes upstairs. He sees it's Luke. He's like, oh God, it's Luke. And he like runs back down the stairs. So like, he can't. And then like, kind of like Paige is like, oh, Luke's here. And so then he like kind of turns around to go like, oh, hey buddy. See you there.
He was actively avoiding him there, but then realized like he was going to have to say hi because he's going to live with him for the next 17 days, which also is interesting to see. Paige is terrified to be with Craig for 17 days, and she's very open about it.
I very much appreciate her honesty of this because it's like, she's like, yeah, like, and he's loud and like.
And I think she likes Craig one-on-one and not in a big group, and he's sweet and kind to her. But around a big group and around a lot of alcohol, she doesn't like that Craig.
Well, remember, because of the Christmas party on Southern Charm. Mm-hmm. Like, she saw it in full action of him getting wild. So then we're like, Craig like doesn't like Luke. And we did not know about this on the past season of Summer House, but that's literally why Luke was late to the Summer House again, because he was celebrating 4th of July in Minnesota with Austin and Craig. So he's like, oh God, you know, Luke kicked me out of his shed. And I'm like, wait, it's like, so he has like a cute little summer house, like cabin that he left. And then they tell the story and I'm like, Craig, how did you think anybody would be on your side about this one? But the TLDRs, Luke had this like a she shed, if you will, a man cave, if you will. And as a guest house, Austin and Craig were in there. Luke was storing fireworks in that because it also probably doubles as a storage area for him. Craig found the box, probably wasted off his ass. Like, we got to light these up. And is lighting up, and Luke is like, what the hell are you doing? Like, my $165,000 boat uncovered is right here filled with gas that you could literally just blow up and like blow up the entire area. And Craig's like, how dare he? And then he basically kicked us out. And I'm like, I could just see Luke being like, what?
And then he drowned the fireworks.
Yeah. And then Craig's like, it made me want to cry.
Also, let's just
like, why didn't Luke just put him back in the regular house? He's just like, no, nobody's having fun with these.
Well, I think he freaked out.
Yeah.
But also, Luke, you own a $165,000 boat? Oh,
I know.
That's like, wild.
Yeah, show us. Give us an MTV Cribs tour.
I've seen the boat. Not in person. Yeah. Yeah, like, let's be clear.
I love when you act that you're like... Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
You posted about it.
Anyone can see it anywhere.
Right? Yeah.
On Instagram story.
But it's like so funny because I can just see it. Craig being wasted and just going through everything. And then, you know, I feel like as soon as Luke came out, was kind of like, what? Like, get off my lawn, you kids. Like, Austin's like, oh shit, sorry, man. Sorry, man. And Craig's like, I'm the number one guy in this group.
I really do think the pillow money's going to his head.
Honestly, though, like, if I was in a house with Craig and he wanted to give me money, I would take it.
I would take the
$500. He could pay me off.
No problem.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You want me to sleep downstairs for $500? I'm going to be honest. It's going to cost you $750.
Yeah.
There was no bartering there. I think you could have got him up to a grand easily.
He had plenty of cash.
Like, they were so thrown off that he had money that they didn't even think to barter. But I think that they could have gotten him up. They could have gotten like a.
It's a good point.
Uh-huh. They could have gotten a lot more. But that's okay. They got enough. Okay. So
also, I feel like they're really on to Luke. Like the editing, like, they're gonna make him look hilarious this season. Just like, he's like, you know, just less buildings, more trees. When I can be in the mountain and I can just hear snowflakes fall to the ground, that is my moment.
They're making him like that crunchy granola.
You've met someone like Luke before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would like to meet Luke.
I would like to meet Luke too.
He could talk that nonsense to me all day. Like, I know. Oh my God. I love axe throwing. So Craig's like, hey, Luke, are you dating? He's like, no, I'm doing therapy. Luke's a little contradictory here. Doing therapy. I need to work on me before I could get in a relationship. And then later that night, he tells Jessica, I'm here for a relationship.
Well, he started therapy. He went one time.
Yeah. And Craig's like, Paige's like, I love therapy. And Craig's like, I think I'd be institutionalized if I had to go to a therapist. So at least he's somewhat self-aware there.
It's gonna.
You said, you're like, this is going to be a tough season for Craigie. Tough season.
He's going down.
Yeah. Okay. So then we see Jessica and Jason, right? Or no, yes. Rachel comes. Well, we see them in the car so we can get the introduction. Because again,
I know this is a dumb question, but mm-hmm. I kind of understand this dumb question. She's like, he wants to go ice fishing. She's like, how are the fish not frozen?
Well, not all the water freezes.
I understand that, but I just don't understand how they can live in it. It's so cold.
Darwinism, man.
Okay.
I did laugh because I didn't realize it was a red wine bottle that Luke broke until I like rewound it. I thought it was a coffee grounds at first.
No.
Luke's a cleaner though. I feel like he always comes in and he cleans up. Oh yeah. All the time.
Red wine's the worst.
Thing. And they got in the drawer.
Oh, I've had that happen to me before.
Yeah. So then, and then painful. Rachel comes in and we meet Rachel. Then it's Amanda and Kyle. Again, they get paid. And I love, too, that Kyle's like, you're just like, Kyle is very much, he's a straight shooter. Like, he always is very much like, but because he has so many of his own drunken antics and issues, like, I feel like people don't always think like what he says is correct. But he's usually very correct in his reads.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't execute his thoughts.
Yeah. Sometimes he writes a 17-page letter.
Right.
Okay, then Corey comes in, you know, then Jessica and Jason come in, Sierra's there, and immediately I feel like Luke is like, ooh, Jessica. And then Luke starts giving his resume.
Luke loves people that are in relationships. He loves people that are unattainable. I'm kind of like in movies. I like produce them.
I'm like kind of an actor, but I don't say I'm acting, but like I'm an actor, but it's like I'm humble. Now, you know this movie he's talking about that he's producing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if what I'm allowed to say.
Okay. So you just
it's gonna be this summer.
Okay. Okay, great. So we're at Stoapalooza. And I do appreciate the amount of boxes when Craig and Paige showed up that were at the front door. I was like, oh, like that is so
Amazon
much
everything.
But it's also appreciate it, right? They've got hockey sticks that they're putting shot glasses on. They're like, every day here is a different themed party.
A costume box. Who I would love to know the behind the scenes of their antics. Is it like, okay, night one,
content
Kyle and
calendar
Amanda
for
are
sure.
Hosting. There's going to be a costume theme. I would like to know the background of everyone's.
Oh, there are group texts on group texts. There's definitely 100% a Google sheet with a calendar on it that's editable. you know, yes. only probably only on certain, like you can only do certain things. It's what do we need? All the, it's detailed.
Like who is fielding this? This is Kyle's.
This is for sure Kyle. Mm-hmm. Now I would love to accidentally be added onto one of those.
I would too.
Tojojigirls@gmail.com. Please add me to that. Because if I got that and I just saw the thought process of, because they never have to ask anything.
Well, and they're like, okay, so we're going to buy an avocado costume. Mm-hmm. We're going to buy
a couple's costume. We've got the avocados.
Two avocados.
Two unicorns. A PB&J sandwich.
A hot dog.
Two hot dogs and sharks.
Yes.
I mean,
what would you want to be?
The avocado. Healthy fat. The avocado or the PB&J?
I would be PB&J and I would want to be PB.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a J girl, but I take one if I had to.
There's nothing like a good PB&J.
No, I don't like the jelly. I just want the PB.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, we've had this. And, you know, I love a PB tortilla.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
Hate it. You haven't even tried it.
I hate to say well, next time I see you, you can make it for me.
You could do it yourself, too. No, but I will. Don't worry. Okay. So then there's like whipped cream shots that are happening. It's like everybody is just start. As soon as like one person enters, they're like, group shot. Like these people are hammered by the time.
I'll never forget. Whipped cream's a good time.
Fifth grade
graduation party, we each got a can of whipped cream and we were in our bathing suits and we got to spray each other at Dina Morello's house. And that was, and then they played spin the bottle at the party and I felt so overwhelmed.
Spin the bottle in fifth grade.
And my mom picked me up in the car in her purple Dodge Caravan minivan. And I got in the car
and was like, grade, you run with the fast kids.
And I was like, Mom, they like played. I was like nervous to tell her. I was like, they played spin the bottle, but I didn't play.
Oh, I wouldn't play either. I can remember. I have like a core memory now being in Renee Bowles' garage in seventh grade. And Pretty Fly for a White Guy by Offspring was playing. And they were playing spin the bottle and it was, the lights were dimmed. And I was like, I should walk home. Oh my God, no. Oh God, no, I'm not going to kiss a boy.
I know. It was stressful. I didn't play. It was stressful. I sat and watched.
Or they'd be like, oh, we're going to, I mean, Kyle mentions it in the episode too. Like, we're going to play 7 minutes in heaven. I'm like, I don't want to make out with anyone for 7 minutes in my adult life. 7 minutes as a kid with no experience? Oh God, no. Like, I'd be in 7 minutes in heaven and be like,
it takes like 5 minutes to like get started.
Like, hands go where?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't, it, you know, it's oh, just. Oh, God. Wow.
Fun.
Maybe that's trauma for why I'm by myself. That, the Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. The romantic song in 1997. Okay. So everybody's, this is before the costumes, though. The first night, everybody's getting to know each other, you know, Ciara and Corey and is it Rachel that they're sitting by the fire and they're talking about snowboarding versus skiing, you know?
Yes. Which I think they had some valid points here.
Mm-hmm.
Like the clothes are cuter for skiing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could wear the same thing for skiing that you do snowboarding, which is so interesting.
They're like, skiing is more elite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I didn't know that. There's some mountains that you can't snowboard on.
Yeah, Deer Valley and Park City is a ski only. They don't want those knuckle draggers out there. That's why I had to learn how to ski and I still can't.
Gita, both of them did not notice there was not snowboarders allowed.
Wow. You're just in your own world.
Wow. Yeah, I am. I'm like Happy Hilton sticking out my poles trying. I'm like, nobody come next to me. This is a very dangerous situation.
Deer Valley. So this company, you know, the company Burton.
Yes.
They used to have at Deer Valley that if you could ride your snowboard down a mountain, you would like win all this free stuff because it was not allowed.
Oh, like get it all the way down. I get it.
Like you had to do one run.
Did people win?
I believe it was so long ago, but I believe, yes, there was like, because they did this like some sort of hybrid, because how do you even get up on the lift, right? So there's a lot of, but it's just very interesting. It's like, yeah, there are ski only places.
Know that.
There you go. And I guess that means they're elite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take a quick break?
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits.
And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we're back. Okay, so we're still, so it's like kind of funny too, because I'm laughing about like this whole thing, because again, everybody kind of arrives there late, like it is dark. So their night really is starting at like 10:30 PM, you know, and it's
is a late night.
And that is late. I mean, and so like, it's like, okay, and of course it's the first night, everybody has to go hard. Right. So I'm like laughing though, because like Amanda and Paige are kind of done for the night. They're like, we're going in, you know, Amanda's like, come on, Kyle, help me brush my hair. And I was like, is that like code? I'm like, oh no, she's like really talking about brushing her hair.
And then find a man that will brush your hair for you.
Yeah. And then you would love that. You would love a man to brush your hair. And then, you know, she's like kind of giving him like the DL, like what she knows. Right. So she's talking about Jason and Jessica. She's like, I thought they were together. And he's like, it's plutonic.
That was funny.
It made me like laugh too. And then, you know, Craig and Paige is like, she's like, she's got her acne cream on, and Paige's like, Craig says he's going back down.
Of course.
Like, I'm going to hang with the boys. He can't.
And then of course, who else has to hang with the boys?
Jessica. Pick me.
Yes.
But also her room is also a disaster. Like,
no surprise there.
I just, after,
I mean,
all of
literally, Cece came with U-Haul boxes.
I love it. And so that's basically night one. They just take a shot at like 2:30 AM and then everybody like goes to bed.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. They're tired. They have a long day ahead. They got to go snowmobiling.
Did they need to take the last shot?
No, they don't at all.
Oh, okay.
But they're excessive. So they will. Okay.
Fair. Right. It's a TV show. What am I thinking? We only have 16 days left.
Yeah. Wait, I love how Austin calls to like check in. His flight's delayed and he's like, hey, how's it going? But he won't really ask, but he's just concerned about Cece.
Well, he wants the update because he wants to know what the vibes are that he's coming into.
Exactly.
He is like, and he's also like, is anyone interested in Ciara? Like what's happening here? Because like, I need to know. But then
Corey and Ciara are going to hook up.
But then the best part is like Craig and Austin will sell each other out so fast.
You're the best of friends.
Goes into that interview and he's like, he didn't ask, but he wants to know. He does not care to protect his friend.
No, not at all.
Neither of them. They're like, yeah. I'll sell Craig. Give me $500 from that pillow company. I'll sell anyone out. Kyle and Amanda, they're checking in with the puppies. I did laugh when Amanda was like, who knew two bitches would soften him up?
And I'm like,
I agree. It's such a nice thing to see them get along so well. I'm so happy for them.
Me too. When we go snowmobiling, I thought they did weird, interesting pairs. Like,
okay.
Why were Jason and Rachel together?
Because Luke and Jessica were together.
I know. I thought that who planned that?
Jessica and Luke, they said first, oh, we'll ride together. So then Jason and Rachel were kind of left. Well, although they peered off before Corey and Ciara did. So, but
I just thought it was interesting pairs.
Okay. Fair. Honestly,
Rachel is not interested in any of the men here. Well, she will be in Corey though soon. But yeah, she's told the girl she no. I also like Paige is really making like cracking me up. She's like, do I want to be on a machine that goes up to 70 miles per hour with me hanging off the edge of that Craig's driving? No, not really. And I'm like, I agree. I don't think I would either.
I'm so curious what's actually going to happen with the two of them. They've been dating now for like over a year. They still don't even live in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious.
They have to at some point spend more than 17 days together.
Right. And then I'm very curious too. So she'll do Summer House again. Like, is he going to just live on Summer House?
Honestly,
or just come and visit.
I just don't think I would hate it in the sense of I think that they should do a 6-6, 6 months in Charleston, 6 months in New York.
Yeah.
They can decide if they want to do a 3-3-3-3, but they need to be together. He can come on to Summer House if they are living together, and she can be a part of Southern Charm if they are living together.
I like that. It's natural.
I think, we always say too, it's like, I don't want to see these people cross over. Like, I don't want Craig and Austin on Summer House. But then I watch this show and I think I'm okay with it. Give me more Winter House style.
Yeah, I like it. I like it too.
I don't even need, like, give me a Summer House. Give me Spring Break.
This is Spring Break.
We're on Winter Break. I want Spring Break. Okay. Like, I want to go, give us hot and tropical. We're going to the Bahamas, okay?
Yes.
We're going to Bermuda where Shep can go on Raya.
When do you think it will go into like more challenges?
Hey, who knows? BravoCon's this weekend and something could be announced.
Oh, very true.
It's the way that CBS is doing it now. I mean, I don't know why Bravo's not, because we would love it. It doesn't
I want to see them try to solve puzzles.
Oh,
I do. That would be a dream come true for me.
I would love that. But I mean, CBS now, like, they have MTV's The Challenge, which, you guys, I drafted my fantasy. I ended up winning last season, but I'd fallen off the season. I won like $700. It's great.
Wow.
I know. And I forgot about the season. But anyways, I had my fantasy draft.
Okay.
And
who's your winner?
So you pick, everybody gets 5 players. And so everybody can be picked up to 2 times. So okay. I know I'm going off book here, but I thought that I would tell for those that care is like what my team ended up being. Do you mind? I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
Okay. So my team, so this year of the challenge, this season's called Ride or Dies. So it's pairs that would ride or die for the other.
Okay.
So interesting choices. I'll tell you that. I don't necessarily believe. Anyways, I got Tori, who used to be engaged to my second player, Jordan. I picked them for the drama.
Okay.
Okay. So I got Tori Deal. I got Jordan Wisely. I've got Anissa, Jordan's partner. And I don't think they would ride or die for each other, because Anissa is also best friends with Tori, which is really interesting. I don't know why they're together. Here we are. 4th is this guy named Jack Maddox. I have no idea who he is, but he's Laurel Stuckey's partner. And we all know that Laurel is a champ queen.
Okay.
So okay. And then we got Johnny Middlebrooks, who's new to the challenge from Love Island USA season 2. Probably going to have some like hookup drama.
I need to get on this.
You're
convincing me now.
But here's the great thing that the challenge is doing now. So the challenge is recruiting, because it's all under the Viacom umbrella. So they're recruiting from other shows and bringing them in. Like, there's like somebody on this that's from the Mole Germany.
Okay.
Like they're random. Bringing in like random shows. Like Turbo, who's back, he's from Survivor Turkey.
Okay.
But
it works.
Right. And then now what CBS is doing is they've done their own version of the challenge called like Challenge USA, basically. And that's where they're like pulling from like Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race. So now they're kind of doing what we think that Bravo should be doing, where they're taking them from different game shows and putting them onto another game show.
Like,
let's have this. I mean, and the mix is great. Like, when you got all these random people, it's lovely. Okay. It's lovely. Okay. Anyways, I think my team's pretty good.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I know, but I think it's pretty good. And now, I didn't get some people because, again, I was last in the draft, even though I was the previous winner and should have been first, but that's neither here nor there.
Why were you last?
Well, it was just a random draft that we did from Hat. So, but I think it's going to be good.
I wish you well, and I hope you win $700.
It's only $650. We had someone drop out.
couldn't handle the heat. But somehow I'm pretty sure I'll lose my $50 this time. I've won like once in the 15 years I've played.
That's fun though.
Yeah, it's very fun to just give your money away. I'm like, Craig, here, 50 for you, 50 for you. Okay, back to the show.
Okay, so basically like Craig and Luke get, they're partnered up. They're both sharks. Craig is pissed. He's like,
we already know each other. Because the rules are you have to pair with somebody you don't really know that well. He's like, I know, Luke.
I know.
Like, all right, relax.
And then Luke Kyle,
go ahead.
Kyle and Rachel and their avocados were very cute together. Like Kyle, she's like, how's married life? He's like, married life is easy, you know? Like, I'm just enjoying it. And then Rachel opens up about her adoption story and her middle name, which I think we'll hear more about that. Mm-hmm. They had a great connection.
They really did. And then I thought the Paige and Jessica PB&J was interesting because she's like, oh, you know, she's like, oh, things are great, blah, blah. She's like, so what's the one thing that annoys you? And Paige's like, let me tell you. I was like, Paige is going to sell her out, her boyfriend out too. But she's like, you can't read a room.
Right.
You can't read a room. And the one thing she doesn't like, it's going to be interesting because she's going to be that deer in the headlights when Craig is starting all the drama. She does not like him yelling at people, but I don't think she'll call him out on camera. It will be a behind the scenes kind of thing. Like,
but can't. She'll just go to, she's a girl's girl. She's going to, so if he's yelling at Cece, then she's going to take Cece's back and be like, Craig, you got to calm down.
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to call him. What I mean, I don't think she's going to call him out in front of the group.
I think
a lot of it's going to be kind of like this, like I don't want to stoke the fire because Craig's one of those people you got to talk to.
She knows how to deal with him.
Mm-hmm. And the baby talk.
Right.
You can stay in this bed longer with me, Paigey. No. No.
Then there's like this other competition of who could make the other person laugh first.
Craig hated this because I was trying to figure out what he wanted. And he didn't want it teams. He didn't want like PB&J going together, trying not to laugh. He wanted it to be like Craig versus Paige.
Yeah.
And like Craig had to make Paige laugh kind of thing. But there was like, this is Amanda's job. And he's like, shut up, donkey. I'm like, she's literally a unicorn, Craig. It's a unicorn. Come on. There's a horn up top.
Their lack of maturity is astonishing. And I thought it was kind of clever to put water through the noodle and pretend like you were ejaculating.
I laughed. Yeah. Oh, that is funny.
It was funny. And especially seeing it, you're like, whoa, okay.
I'm like, wow, these people are innovative. Because not only did Craig use that an hour and a half before to burp into Paige's ear.
Yes.
But now they put beer in it to ejaculate. Wow, yeah. Wow, wow. Who knew a pool noodle? Ramona is shaking. I
know. Okay. Then Amanda and Paige, they go upstairs and are kind of having like girl talk. And Amanda is very worried about getting pregnant.
She's gone off birth control and hasn't had her period because of that. And the doctor's kind of like, if you don't, it just sounds so stressful.
So stressful. But I think Paige gave her like really good advice. I think Paige is such a good friend and really a good person to comfort you when you're down. And don't worry. I'm not worried. They're going to have babies.
I also think too. Now, I know Craig and Paige at this point have only been together for 5 months, but I think after like the wedding of Kyle and Amanda and like as Paige and Craig continue is like Paige is starting to finally understand. You see a little bit of it right here. It's like to date somebody in the spotlight, like someone who's on a show with you. And like she's gone through this season of Southern Charm and seen like how Craig's kind of acted. And I think is finally almost having like a little empathy of like what Amanda's gone through.
I completely agree. Because Amanda's like, oh, you don't know how it feels to be with the loudest boy in the house.
Yeah. Like, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? I know. They were making me laugh. And I was like, oh, see, I like this, though. Like, I like the fact that outside of, like, Craig being mad at Luke, like, everyone in this house is getting along.
Yeah. And I think Amanda and Paige are even going to get tighter. And I thought it was interesting. Like, yeah, they kind of have to be worried about all the moves of these of Kyle and Craig.
Yeah. Well, and I also like to like
I mean,
Ciara,
Craig
like, went
pinata
into
pinata boxing. Oh, pinata boxing. He goes outside to eat pizza because he wants to cool it down.
And then gets like locked out. And he's like, this is why no one likes CCR. I was like, what? That's why?
I know.
What? And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it's like, Craig, everyone's going to unite because they're mad at Craig. And I also was laughing too, because like Corey was saying, he's like, yeah, you know, Craig's probably not, he's got a girlfriend now. So he's a little like wifed up. So he's not going to be like Craig. I'm like, have you watched any show that Craig, any season of any show that Craig has appeared on? It does not matter if he's dating someone.
Don't put him next to a butter knife.
Watch out for the butter knives. Okay. Watch out for that. But I like that too. Like Sierra went into Jessica's room that morning to like, get her take, like, how's it going? Like, I just feel like this is a good group. Would you have wanted the cast to be a little bit different? We didn't really talk about that.
I like that the couples are all there.
Okay.
I think Luke's going to be extra fun this season. I would like Andrea to be there and his girlfriend.
Lexi can or cannot be there. It doesn't matter. I think Andrea still could have come. But I also feel like...
Maya and her guy too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or even like, what if they brought back like Hannah? Like spice it up because this is such a short show. You know, we put her on pause. Honestly, let her come back.
Okay. Again, in my rewatches, I'm like,
she was great.
Until she had her bad season, she was actually like funny. And I don't know if you knew, but she did play tennis. No, but I was like, oh, it's so interesting. Even like Jules was on it. And then I don't know if you guys have also been seeing like somebody at DM knows like what's going on with Amit from Summer House. Remember Amit from like season 2?
Oh, yes.
His Instagram's a little interesting. A little odd. But like I don't know. It's been since season 2. I don't follow him anymore, but I'm like, this is it. But it's like, yeah, I feel like there needs to be more like guest appearances, and maybe just 17 days isn't enough time. Well, so
we're going to get Lindsay and Carl.
But I don't think that I like Lindsay and Carl coming because I feel like it's more drama than I don't know that I need. Like, obviously we're going
to, a palate cleanser and watching people drink beer out of pool noodles and
be dum-dums.
And ejaculate.
Yeah. With the beer. I don't want the actual. No. I don't want that. But like the giggling, yes. But okay. So also like because I'm so curious, right? We're setting the stage too. Like Luke and Jessica, they're in a hot tub together. And he's like,
it's their first date.
I love when he's like, I don't know if you know this or you're interested, but I tap trees for maple syrup. And I'm like, oh. Because as soon as she's into it,
she had already said, like, I love maple syrup
to Jason
in the car.
Yes. And I'm
like, or have you just studied the show?
Well, that's what she's like. Yeah. Luke, like I'm usually like drawn to like the most powerful person in the room. And then she starts talking about Luke. And I'm like, has she watched this? Not that like. I don't think that.
But then
we got Craig throwing money around. You think Luke's the most powerful person in the room? He's going to take away your fun and your fireworks. Okay.
but then she says, like, but I'm into you. She's like, forget Jason. I'm not into Jason. I'm here for you. And Luke's like, it's pretty wild. I'm ready for a relationship.
I'm like, wait, what? Are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend after this first date in the hot tub? But then she kisses Cece. And I'm sorry. I was thinking that Rachel kissed Corey. So I apologize. It's Jason that she starts to fall for. And now Jason, to me, he seems like he just wants somebody.
Don't you want somebody to love? Oh, don't you need somebody to love?
That's Jason.
I'm okay with that. He's just like, maybe but at sometimes the right I feel age, like he's ready. His heart is open. He's wounded from Lindsay. Yeah, she moved on real quick.
Yeah. I mean,
they were going to have a baby.
It's like not. How different a year.
Seriously.
Like so crazy. I mean, now look, again, I said, like, I just love some of them aren't lovable, but these little idiots. I love them so much. I love them.
It's mindless TV. Sit back, relax, watch Luke tap a tree and enjoy.
Also, don't you feel too like you watch this and you think like, God, this could be like my group of friends like on a weekend away or like that's like what I think why I like is like when they're like everybody's going for a good time.
What? I've been on this trip
with them. You were on last season.
No, I've been on this trip yeah, attempts.
I'm just saying, like, this is just, it's just like mindless fun. And it's like people being like dumb. Yes. Are they binge drinking? Of course they are. But it's just like them having a 2-week vacation. They're off for college. Okay. They're just got to blow off some steam from finals.
I love it.
You know, and
who doesn't need to blow off some steam?
And then give us a spring break.
I like this spring break idea.
I like put them in Acapulco.
Bathing suits.
Take them to Cancun.
Just put them in Bachelor Paradise House.
Just put them at Andale's.
Yes.
You know, I'm just like.
It would be kind of funny, though, if they went to the Bachelor Paradise House and Wells was still the bartender. That would just be amusing.
That's too much crossover. And then too much crossover.
No, and then they just, like, Vanderpump Rules people come, Southern Charm people come, and Summer House and Winter House people come.
You could throw Real Girlfriends in Paris.
Yeah. Oh my God, it would just be wild.
I mean, Bachelor used to do like, was it Bachelor Pad? They had like a show that was challenged. Like,
oh, they did?
Like way long ago.
Oh, I don't remember.
Bachelor Pad, Bachelor Money, and Bachelor Money. So there was some, they had like 3 seasons of it or something.
Oh, okay.
And they did their winter games. Like, I'm just saying, there is so much potential here.
I do remember a winter games thing.
Yeah, that was like a couple years ago. And it was like different countries, like Olympic style. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, I just want more of these people, and I want the rotation of, you know, like, I like having a new cast of characters, but then you still need to bring them back. Like, it bothers me that Luke won't be at Summer House. Bother me.
It makes me sad.
It's like, we only have, and as we know,
he's working.
Last Winter House, the last episode was 9 days.
That's right.
They better not do that to us this season, okay?
And that's very true. Nothing happened the last.
Give us live feeds in the Winter House.
In that closet.
Bravo. Give us in live the pantry. Feed. I would pay $50.
Big brother.
I would pay to watch the live feeds. It would just be on all day, every day.
You're like, so I think Kyle just went to the bathroom.
Well, I don't want the cameras in the bathroom.
And then Amanda went in there. They're in a fight, actually. They're talking in the bathroom.
He's brushing her hair. I'm just saying. Live feed.
You're on to something.
I hope at BravoCon that they announce some type of show that's similar. I mean, who knows? Maybe like the Southern Hospitality. I don't know if the cast is going to be at BravoCon, but maybe we'll meet some of them that'll get thrown into the mix. I think you've mentioned before, get some of these below deck guys. Like, give us a rotation.
I like that.
You can put it on Peacock.
I feel like Leva's show is going to be a flop.
Yeah.
The preview was not. Didn't give me anything. I didn't get chills.
Yeah, I'll probably still watch, though, because I watch everything. But like, I'm not excited. It doesn't get me going like Potomac does, or Winter House, or any of the other
city, or the Barlows.
Ugh. Long live the Barlows.
Okay. On that note, have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're Thank going you to BravoCon, so have the best time. It is your weekend to be with all Bravo people. I think everybody that's going will have a great time. If you're not going, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of content that will be on the gram that you can watch. And if you're not going, you don't want to celebrate, that's okay too. Have the best time this weekend. And you know what? Just go back and listen to all 3 episodes we released this week. While you drink your liquid focus. Bye, Mary.
Bye.